Leaders of the world's richest and main developing nations begin the second day of a summit to try to find common ground on global warming and international trade, with the poorer countries seeking concessions. US President Barack Obama will chair the climate discussions, but hopes of an agreement on ambitious goals have faded after China and India rejected demands to halve emissions of greenhouse gases by 2050. John Kelly reports.
G8 leaders meeting in L'Aquila, Italy, have agreed to tough new carbon emissions cuts and to try to keep the world's average temperature from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius. They did not, however, indicate how the targets or costs will be met. And they were unable to persuade developing countries like India and China to commit to reductions of their own, and analysts say their cooperation is crucial to combating climate change. Heather Connolly, director of the Europe Programme at Washington's Center for Strategic and International Studies, says European leaders will welcome US President Barack Obama's own efforts to stop global warming.
I think you will see they will publicly praise the Obama administration for great leadership and obviously a very robust approach after 8 years of inaction on climate change. And they want to seize this moment, and I think they want to ensure that President Obama makes some really firm commitments. But they're also aware of the legislative and domestic agenda we have here. They know this is delicate, and I don't think they'll push too much on the public side, but I think they will privately push President Obama to make really strong commitments.
Wednesday's session also saw the G8 leaders issue a statement on Iran, saying they were deeply concerned at the country's nuclear program. They also voiced condemnation over North Korea's recent missile launches and nuclear test. Today, broader economic concerns will be high on the agenda, with emerging nations complaining that they are suffering heavily from a crisis that was not of their making. I'm John Kelly.